Live from KQED News, I'm Brian Watt. Editors for San Francisco-based Wikipedia have voted to declare the Anti-Defamation League generally unreliable on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. KQED's Rachel Miro has more from our Silicon Valley desk.
Wikipedia's volunteer editors voted to add the Anti-Defamation League to a list of banned and partially banned sources on anti-Semitism and the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. That's because, they say, the ADL's definition of anti-Semitism conflates it with anti-Zionism.
The ADL has two faces, an anti-Semitism monitoring or kind of a civil rights organization, and the other is a pro-Israel advocacy group.
Dev Waxman, professor of Israel studies at UCLA, says Wikipedia's concerns are legitimate.
It behooves the ADL, in order to maintain its credibility, to actually respond and not simply dismiss those critiques out of hand.
In the meantime, one of the most prominent Jewish advocacy outfits in the U.S. is now in the same category, as far as Wikipedia is concerned, as the National Enquirer, Fox News, and Occupy Democrats. That is to say, considered a source of propaganda or misinformation. In a statement, the ADL wrote, "This is a sad development for research and education, but ADL will not be daunted in our age-old fight against anti-Semitism and all forms of hate." I'm Rachel Miro, KQED News.
The San Francisco Giants play the St. Louis Cardinals this afternoon in Birmingham, Alabama, in the ballpark where the late Willie Mays played his first pro games as a teenager. The Giants are inviting fans to watch that game on the scoreboard at Oracle Park. They'll open the gates at noon. KQED's Juan Carlos Lara talked with fans who came to see the statue of Mays outside the ballpark yesterday, a day after one of the best baseball players ever died.
The bronze statue depicts Mays at bat after a swing with his eyes toward the sky. Hundreds of flowers lie at the statue's feet, along with a jersey and a baseball cap. Some mourners recalled seeing Mays play, while others who weren't old enough reflected on the legacy of the center fielder, considered one of the greatest players in history.
Knowing what he meant to baseball, to black folks, to the Negro League, to major leagues, it was just important to come out and, you know, pay my respects to him and all that he's done.
I've been following the Giants since 1971. I saw Willie Mays for the first time at Candlestick Park against the Philadelphia Phillies. My mom took me to a game, and after that, I was hooked.
Besides my father, he was my hero. And it takes me back to being a little kid and Candlestick Park and being young and having San Francisco represented by the best.
That was Brad Johnson, Mark Danridge, and Kevin Curtin. I'm Juan Carlos Lara, KQED News.
The Giants lost yesterday in Chicago to the Cubs 6-5. The A's beat the Royals 5-1. That series resumes at the Coliseum at noon. In soccer yesterday, the San Jose Earthquakes lost to the Portland Timbers 2-1. I'm Brian Watt, KQED News.